News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another report of Israeli settlers attacking Palestinians in the West Bank. Karen Chamas has details.
Amir Dawood, who directs an office documenting such frequent attacks, said the Israeli settlers smashed a door and a window of the home, firing tear gas inside that sent three Palestinian children under the age of four to hospital. Although Israeli police claim to have arrested five settlers in this incident, Dawood confirmed it was the second settler attack on the family in less than 2 months, and that it was part of systemic Israeli settler violence that is carried out frequently without punishment from Israeli officials. Israeli settler violence on Palestinians in the Israeli-occupied West Bank has surged in recent months, with an average of 8 attacks daily being recorded by the UN during October's olive harvest alone. I'm Karen Chamas.
A strong GDP number for the third quarter, the U.S. economy expanding at a 4.3% annual rate from July through September. Seth Sutel has reaction in the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street closed at another record following a surprisingly strong report on economic growth over the summer. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Tuesday. The S&P edged past the all-time high it reached earlier this month. More gains for big tech stocks like Nvidia drove the index higher, even as most stocks in the index fell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 79 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Novo Nordisk jumped after U.S. regulators approved a pill version of the company's blockbuster weight loss drug, Wegovy. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.16%. Seth Sutel, New York.
But U.S. consumers are expressing less confidence in the economy. That from the Conference Board's index, short-term expectations for income, business conditions, and the job market are stable, but well below the threshold that can signal recession ahead. This is AP News. The Lazy Susan, bringing people together. Julie Walker has the story.
That round spinning tray that can offer up food is making one Mississippi restaurant a big hit when it comes to dining with strangers. The Dinner Bell in Macomb only has four round tables seating 15 each, with giant Lazy Susan spinning in the middle, offering up Southern comfort food. Owner Andre Davis.
You really never know who you're going to be sitting with. It's always a surprise. People have discovered they were related and didn't know it. They discovered they were neighbors and didn't know it.
Just ask repeat customer Wayne Dyson.
This is my family. Let me introduce. We just met at the table. One of the best parts about coming to eat here is you get to meet new family every time you come up.
The restaurant's been around since 1915, and it's known for its fried eggplant. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.